Terry is the Chief of Planning and Evaluation at the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, South LA Health Projects. She's worked with the South LA Health Project since 1993 and was a co-investigator of the CDC-funded REACH 2010 project, Immunize LA Kids, from 1999 to 2007. Dr. Silberman also evaluates other women's health and maternal and child health promotion programs, including a first five LA-funded Healthy Births Initiative project. She received her MPH and DRPH from the UCLA School of Public Health, Department of Community Health Sciences. Terry?
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to speak today on the integration of a prenatal flu immunization education and tracking program into a South LA WIC program. I'd like to just briefly acknowledge my co-authors, Jennifer Chiprich, Diane Gaspard, Liz Romo, and Akeisha White, who's here in the audience with us. Okay, Immunize LA Families is a CDC-funded REACH US project. We previously were funded as Immunize LA Kids under the REACH 2010 contract. And REACH is a program which focuses on racial and ethnic approaches to community health. The project is administered by the South LA Health Projects, which is a community-based unit of the LA Biomed, where I work. Our coalition, IZLA Families, is a very diverse coalition which is working towards improvement in lifespan immunization rates. Our membership includes the LA County Department of Public Health, with whom we work very closely, as well as local and state coalitions, medical and social service providers, and community representatives. And our focus is on eliminating racial and ethnic disparities and increasing flu and pneumococcal immunization among older adults. That's our overall mandate. And we are working in the community to address various inequities, including access to health care, education, and access to resources, including immunization. Our community action plan includes several interventions, a provider-based AFIX intervention, and we are going to be having a poster session Tuesday and Wednesday to talk about that further. We're working with faith-based and community groups in the community. We have the WIC intervention, which I'm going to address today, and we're also involved in social media and advocacy. Okay, so our WIC program. We serve nearly 100,000 participants at 10 WIC centers in South LA. And as most of you know, South LA is a very economically disadvantaged area. Our WIC program is actually one of the largest in the United States. We serve a birth cohort of nearly 20,000 infants per year. And that cohort at this time is about 90% Latino, and 7% African-American. At WIC, we have the opportunity to see women monthly during pregnancy, which in some senses is a pretty good captive audience. And we usually, the women have classes on a monthly basis, and then they have a one-on-one contact at their prenatal enrollment, once as a trimester follow-up, and then they have another one-on-one contact at the postpartum appointment, which is also the infant enrollment appointment. And the classes that they attend during pregnancy address a variety of health and nutrition topics. Okay, at my program, SLAP is South LA Health Projects, we've been involved in immunization services continuously since the early 1990s. And we really got involved following a severe measles outbreak in the area. And at that time, we started with manual tracking and promotion of childhood immunization. We started with an automated in-house tracking system in 1997. We later integrated the use of the local countywide registry. And then in 2008, we began direct entry for childhood immunization into our California Immunization Registry. So we do direct entry of childhood immunizations into the registry at WIC. And by 2007, we had achieved an 80% up-to-date rate at 24 months with the recommended series for children at 24 months. And this is all just to reinforce our commitment to immunization at our WIC program. Okay. In 2007, prior to starting on our prenatal intervention, we did a quick needs assessment in the area. We were interested in finding out to what extent the prenatal providers were recommending immunization. So we did a quick survey of providers in the area and asked about immunization practices, cost, and immunization referrals. What we found out, we had a response rate of about 57%, and we found that less than half of the providers that we spoke to reported that they recommended flu vaccination to their patients. And only 36 reported that they recommended it to their diabetic patients, and just over half reported that they recommended flu vaccination to their postpartum clients. And this is specifically, we went specifically to the providers that we worked with for WIC referrals in the community. Okay, so next we embarked on our prenatal immunization education and tracking. We started off in the 2008-2009 flu season, and we developed protocols and launched the intervention initially at two of our WIC centers. I have some materials here. Some of them I left in the back. If you did not get them, feel free to email me, and we can. There might be some more. We can send them to you online. I just thought I'd just quickly. We have flyers that we use at the sites. We also have an adult immunization card that we distribute to our prenatal clients. We have all our materials in English and Spanish. Okay, so we started out by, we conduct during the flu season between October and March, we provide an educational message in each of our group education classes. So we're trying to canvass all of the women at our WIC clinics during that time. We also have messages periodically during the year at our specific immunization classes, but during the flu season, all of our group classes get the message. We do individual education, tracking, and referral at the one-on-one contacts that I mentioned to you. And we're also sending reminder letters to pregnant diabetic patients to try to give them some extra reinforcement. We document the response of the woman in our WIC information system. In California, that's known as ISIS. And we do repeated follow-ups during the flu season. If any of you picked up a copy of this form, you'll see it has a question at the top, have you received a flu shot during this flu season? That's the question that the women respond to, yes or no. Okay, so we started, as I mentioned, in the 2008-2009 flu season. We developed protocols, trained staff, and we wanted to start slow. We launched the intervention at two of our WIC centers. By 2009-2010, we expanded to six of our WIC centers, and then during this past season, we expanded it to all 10 of our sites. And these are all in South LA. Okay, so as I mentioned, we track women. We ask them we try to catch them at their prenatal enrollment appointment, again at the trimester follow-up, and postpartum. So each time we give them the opportunity to say yes or no, and then the final documentation is what we use for our analysis, the final documentation for each individual woman. And we wait until the end of the season to assess the results. So what we found at the end of our first season, 2008-2009, we had about 9% of women reporting that they had received a flu immunization during that flu season. This is our pregnant women, pregnant and postpartum women. We found that by the end of the following year, at the end of the 2009-2010 season, we had improved to 24% who reported that they had received a flu immunization. We had very similar results among our African American and Latino clients. So initially when we set out on this intervention, we were hoping for 10% improvement, and we actually exceeded that. So we also improved tremendously with our documentation. This was a very new activity for us, and initially we had to really sort of figure out how to streamline it with all the other responsibilities of the WIC staff. So our first season at the two centers, we experienced a lot of missing data. The staff either weren't asking the question or they were not documenting the response in the tracking system. So we persisted, and by the end of the second season, we actually improved from a 37% documentation rate during the first season to 73% in 2009-2010. At which time we were working at six of our WIC centers. We've actually improved further over the past several months. We have a documentation rate of over 90%. So we really have shown significant improvement. Okay, some of the barriers we faced and the limitations of the work. As any of you who have worked in a WIC clinic know, there's a lot of pressures on the staff time to cover all the educational messages that they need to cover. And at the one-on-one appointments, there's quite a bit of dialogue between the nutrition assistant staff person and the client. And this was one extra thing for the staff person to do. We work mostly with paraprofessional staff at our WIC sites. So it was a challenge to just work in just that one more question. We had to adapt our tracking system that is used statewide in California that does not currently have any place to document immunization status. So we used something which was actually called an other programs field and had to adapt it. So we had to get a little bit tricky with how we did our documentation, and this was a place on the screen that the staff were only using for special circumstances. It was not something that they were necessarily going to automatically. And so that was part of the training curve that we had to work with. And then, of course, that contributed to the documentation challenge because they had to then revisit that field at each of their one-on-one contacts. Some additional measurement issues. So as all of you know, with H1N1, suddenly we had two vaccines that we were promoting to pregnant women. And we did not feel like we could train the staff and document both seasonal flu vaccine and H1N1. And so we maintained just one question in that 2009 flu season. And again, we are depending on self-reported immunization status, but as are many of the other surveys. Okay, I'm happy to report that we really have made a lot of headway with respect to sustainability, and we're very excited about that. We initially did not have the immunization question built into our WIC staff training, but we were able to both build it into their training, and we incorporated the question into the standardized questionnaire that all women respond to at each of these one-on-one contact appointments. So the client usually self-administers this questionnaire, and then it's reviewed with the nutrition assistant. And we have the immunization question right here up at the top. And so it's a direct prompt for both the client as well as the staff. And this is now in our standardized California nutrition questionnaire that we use in South LA. And we are planning to continue this intervention at all of our WIC centers. Okay, just very briefly, we are also engaged in a staff immunization campaign. Our motivation here is to both immunize our staff, to protect our clients, and also to raise awareness with them about the importance of immunization and then to transmit that information and enthusiasm to the clients. So we participate in a statewide WIC contest. We also have an agency-wide contest. The staff are eligible for breakfasts and raffles and great prizes. And once a year we have a all-staff symposium and we offer free flu immunizations for all staff. And I'm very pleased to say that we improved from 60% during our baseline season to 74% staff coverage with flu immunization. Just here's a few pictures of our I Choose campaign posters. We're also engaged in an I Choose campaign, which was adapted from the California State Immunization Coalition. And here we get very motivated community members to provide testimonials. We take photos and make colorful posters, and we put them up at WIC sites. We're also involved in this at community clinics and community sites. So I'd like to thank you all very much. I have contact information here for myself, my colleague Liz Romo, who coordinates our WIC immunization services, and Akeisha White, who's also here with me today. She's our coalition coordinator. Thank you very much.